Hundreds of people who fled their homes in Lower Manhattan for evacuation centers had to be moved again after the power went out Monday night. WNYC's Beth Fertig checked in on some of them who are now staying at a school on the Upper West Side.
Madeline Ortiz thought her life was pretty tough to begin with. The 44-year-old mother says she and her husband and three children were living in a Lower East Side homeless shelter for the past month and a half. But that shelter was in an evacuation zone. And on Sunday, they all moved to a different shelter inside Seward Park High School.
There we were fine. Actually, it was really good there. And then now they transferred us to this place, which is on Amsterdam and 90-something Street.
This place is Middle School 118 on West 93rd Street. The Department of Homeless Services transferred about 200 people to three other Manhattan shelters after Seward Park lost power along with the rest of downtown. The agency says there was a generator at Seward Park, but that it wanted to offer the residents voluntary transfers nonetheless. At MS 118, adults and children are sleeping on cots inside the basement gymnasium and cafeteria. Dozens of volunteers in bright orange vests have come from various city agencies, including the schools. An artist was helping children make Halloween masks. Ortiz says everyone's been helpful.
They're keeping the kids busy. They gave us clothes to the kids, not to the grown-ups. The kids got clothes, the kids, they gave them toys.
But she and other residents said they were cold. Assemblywoman Linda Rosenthal of the Upper West Side wanted to start a clothing drive for the adults, but she says donations aren't allowed at the shelters. Some local residents helped out in other ways for Halloween.
We brought, like, princess dresses and then, like, Spider-Man and Batman, and then we brought, like, books for the kids to read.
8-year-old Sadie Napan is a fourth grader at the Manhattan School for Children, which is located at Middle School 118. She and her two brothers, her mother, and a couple of schoolmates were making a return trip to the shelter after stopping by on Tuesday. But Sadie and Mikael Seifert, who's in sixth grade, had mixed feelings when asked if they were upset about missing class and eager to go back to school.
Kind of not, because if we lose too much, I don't know, but I kind of want to go back to school, but then I also don't.
Like, it's not like snow days where you can go outside and sled. I mean, it's fun. I'm happy we don't have school.
With the public schools canceled for the rest of the week, that means Sadie and Mikael will have more time to volunteer. And more than 60 schools will continue to serve as shelters. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.